Hey guys, it's your girl T-Mail with T-Mail Talk. Assalamu alaikum, greetings to everyone. So yesterday, I had asked listeners to let me know like certain topics they would like to discuss or come on to discuss, or they would, you know, like for me to share. So one of them that came through was how the self-love, healing, and self-care journey is not all love and light. Gotta get deep into those areas that you dare not touch because it is too painful. And I totally agree. Self-care and healing and self-love is not about just grabbing your favorite coffee or your favorite tea and glass of water, lemonade, sweet tea, and just sitting outside and reflecting. Don't get me wrong. Those are parts of great things to do while you're loving yourself and just taking that time off for yourself. But that healing, having those conversations that may be uncomfortable, looking at yourself in the mirror, just talking positive about your own self, just going in there, digging in there to find out where a lot of things come from and healing from it. That is really that self-care, that self-love, that healing, that journey, like all that ties into one. So once you really dig in there and start doing that work on yourself, and keyword, work on yourself. Not working on others, but working on yourself. Because individually, we have to work on ourselves. That's how we had those healthy relationships, friendships. We can break cycles. We can, you know, heal from traumatic incidents, bonds, all those things. So then we won't get connected and keep going through that same cycle that has us spiraling. Because you get triggered. We all can get triggered off of the smallest thing that can remind us of something that we may have healed from, that we have not healed from, and they look totally different. Because those who may have been triggered from something that they have healed from, they can identify it, they recognize it, and they can check themselves, and or they allow someone to hold them accountable for their reaction from that trigger. But when you're triggered and it's from a healthy, unhealthy place, you can get defensive. You know, it can cause more of a negative outburst. It can, you know, it can just come from, it just can come from a really hard place. And we have to give ourselves grace while we're going through this journey. We have to take time each day for ourselves and for that healing once we start that journey. Once you make that commitment as in, okay, I'm doing this, I got this. It's okay to have someone that can hold you accountable and someone that can just be there for you. But you have to put in that work. And it's a beautiful thing when you see your own growth, you see your healing, you see yourself, and you can look at yourself and say, yes, I may have went through that. Yes, this may have transpired. Yes, that was my past, but that is no longer me. I'm still growing. I'm still healing. You have to speak to yourself, speak over yourself, speak life into yourself daily. It's hard. It is so hard. Because sometimes we may have done things that we are ashamed of. We have done things hurtful to others. But when you forgive yourself and you start working that writing down, write yourself a letter. Because I think I've mentioned this before on one of the episodes of, you know, writing yourself a letter. Journal. Write those thoughts down. It doesn't matter if it's just one sentence. Speak over yourself. Speak kind to yourself. Be gentle with yourself. So, I totally agree that self-care, healing, that whole journey, is not just all glitter and sparkle and smiling all the time. It is hard. You're going to cry, and it's okay. It's okay to release all of those things, because you have to release it, not hold on to it. Because the longer you hold on to it, it can make you cold. It can make you so resistant from seeing anything positive or being in that relationship, friendships. You won't see anything good. You're always pointing out something wrong, and you're always ready for attack, or you're always ready for something to go wrong. When you should not be spending that time doing that. When you're with your loved ones and when y'all in that healthy place, you shouldn't be looking for something to go wrong. You should be enjoying that moment. Just be mindful, take care of yourself, loving yourself, and stay hydrated. So until next time, assalamu alaikum. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Continue to love yourself and start that healing journey if you need to. Don't keep putting it off. But give yourself grace. Give yourself time. And it's okay to cry.